Welcome to the Football Podcast. This is your host, Mr. Number 9.
And this is The Film.
So we are about to embark on the knockout stages. My colleague here has done a review of the group stage, somewhat.
I've put up my first 11 of the group stage, I think were the better players in each position, at least of the games I watched during the group stages.
And I have put up my predictions for the next round. I'm sure many of you will disagree with them.
I'm sure plenty of people will disagree with both of us.
Probably. Anyways, we are left with exactly half the teams, and obviously that means half the teams get to go home. And we don't do this often, or at least I've never seen other websites do it, but me and The Fool here are going to do it today. We're going to bid adieu to the teams that are gone.
The departed.
The departed, as it were. Let's start from the top. Group A, Croatia, Cameroon. Cameroon, one of the lowlights of the tournament. I think
we were both talking about before the tournament. We both thought that this was going to be their tournament. Eto had something to prove. We put them down as our dark horses, and they
ended up proving Mourinho right.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, you never disagree with Mourinho, but there you go.
No goals scored for Cameroon. 5 against. Out. Gone. They were the whipping boys of Group A.
I think Croatia can feel a bit hard done by. I think they had a few calls go against them against Brazil. They played very well against Cameroon. And, well, Mexico just showed who was there to play.
Yeah, exactly.
And Mexico showed they were the better team.
Yes, I mean, Croatia did well. Unfortunate, but someone's got to go home.
Exactly.
And say Mexico was the better team, so.
Group B, the team that defied both you and me, Australia.
They did. They ended up, as I thought, with 0 points, but they did do a lot better than my 0 goals, 0 points.
I mean, yes, sure, they finished bottom, which what we expected, but anyway, as we're saying, they did come bottom, but they didn't put a bad show of themselves. This is a very young Australian team that got picked for this tournament, so they could do well next time. And they might be a go at the Asian Cup as well in a couple of years' time.
Oh, yes.
Spain, very disappointing. I mean, I hate to criticize Vicente del Bosque because he is a great coach and I do like him a lot. And his record pretty much proves itself. But at the end of the day, you think maybe he picked his cliques too much? He picked his favorites?
Possibly. The first half of the first game against Netherlands, we watched, they looked good, they looked okay, and then they fell apart, and then continued to fall apart against Chile.
I mean, David Villa should have started more games, I think. I mean, definitely. When you've got a choice between Torres and Villa, I know Villa's no longer the gun he used to be, but he's still, I think, better than Torres.
Yes. As we were saying, I was surprised that they picked Torres in the first place, and he didn't really, I mean, scored a goal against Australia, but.
And what exactly is wrong with Negredo or Llorente? We don't understand.
I don't understand. You know, I wasn't complaining too much that he picked Torres. I thought, well, it's a good chance for him to get some form back, and he didn't.
Yeah.
Sorry, Torres.
But Spain did beat Australia, and they're going to still be a force to reckon with in a couple of years' time. I mean,
they'll come back. It's not a.
If they keep Del Bosque, I think he will improve. He will drop players he needs to drop and pick the. And Spain has an embarrassment of riches when it comes to good players to pick from.
They have got plenty of good players.
They supply Europe with good players. So there you go. Group C, Côte d'Ivoire.
The other of our disappointments there.
Côte d'Ivoire, I think, are a lot like their continental cousin, South Africa, when it comes to cricket. They're chokers.
Yeah.
In the football arena. They've won their one African Nations Cup back in back in 1994, I believe.
Sounds
and
all right.
They have just flattered to deceive. They've always had the strongest team, and they've done poorly in African Nations, and they've done poorly at the World Cup. They fail once again to go to the group stage. Côte d'Ivoire, there's no more excuses.
It was all their own fault as well.
Yeah.
They had it all, and they just, as you say, choked.
Yeah.
It was one big choke.
And Japan, well, like every other Asian team in this competition, they have finished bottom. It's not a good tournament for my home continent.
I thought they actually played very well, and I thought they were very unfortunate. They just didn't quite get there.
Like, that game against Côte d'Ivoire, if they had played slightly better, after Drogba came on, I think they just didn't have anything to show.
No,
Drogba brought on this attacking impetus that got Côte d'Ivoire the goals.
And Japan just didn't have an answer for it.
Yeah. And they just never regained their confidence. Colombia blew them apart.
Watched a bit of the Greece game. I was actually in Melbourne Airport at the time on my way back. And yeah, they had it all there. They just, there was that confidence missing. They just couldn't, All they needed was a goal somewhere. I mean, Greece was even down a man, and they still couldn't. Japan had everything. They would wave after wave of Japanese attacks. Greece just towed them out, and it wasn't like it was a good Greece defence. They're pretty good. Greek defence is always a good defence, but yeah, Japan just couldn't do it.
Well, look, we know they're the strongest team in Asia, which just shows Asia's not that strong in world football at the moment. Next group. Well, Italy and England, two former world champions, one of them the second most successful team in this tournament. Italy, well, can we say that the Suarez factor?
Italy, I watched Italy-Uruguay, and I thought Italy was very hard done by. Mm-hmm. They got red carded for the stomp. I thought, at the time I went, it's a red card, yes, but in a tournament where it's going to decide the fate of two nations, a bit harsh. Mm. It's a big call, you know? It's harsh, harsh. And then later, even if the ref didn't see it, Suarez is by it. The linesman must have, and at the very least, what the linesman saw was Suarez headbutting the defender. I mean, that has to be wave your flag around, call the ref over and say, hey, see that guy over there? Yeah, send him down the tunnel as well. As it turned out, Suarez didn't have anything really to do with the actual Uruguay goal. Normally he takes the dead ball as well, so I thought he was taking the corner, but it was someone else taking it, and it had nothing to do with him at all. But in the end, it was the Suarez factor, so...
Yeah. Italy, well, they lost to Uruguay, which both you and I thought was going to happen. And they couldn't beat Costa Rica, so it's their own fault for not getting through. And England, well, I think they finished where I predicted they would be.
I think for any analysis of England, just go to any of the English papers and read there, because that is done to death over there.
It has been done to death. Any highlights? I think Wayne Rooney played pretty well. I think Sterling played pretty well.
Sterling was very good. Rooney was very good. He got his goal. Good for Rooney. I mean, it's one of those hoodoos that was placed there, I'm wondering. I had Leighton Baines in my first 11. I thought he was very good on the left flank.
Yeah, I think the England defence, other than Baines, was very average. And I think Steven Gerrard just showed his tiredness. He's not the kind of player who can play this many games a season anymore and perform to his best. He's no Andre Pirlo, as we found out.
No Andre Pirlo. I think the thing with Gerrard is that that's been two games at the end of the season, long season, where he's made vital mistakes that have led to his team not going through anywhere, not getting what they deserved.
Yep. So, enough of England. Next group, Ecuador. So unlucky. Yes. I think the unluckiest team of teams that have been kicked out of the World Cup, most unlucky. They were going for that win, and they were playing positively, and they got kicked out in the teeth in the counter by Switzerland.
Yes.
And they were unlucky enough to face France last, because they did away with Honduras easily, and we always knew it was going to be hard for them to beat France, and they didn't beat France.
No, so that was that, really?
Yeah.
In the end... Switzerland beat Honduras anyway, and so that would have...
Yeah, and let's face it, I think Switzerland, like, yes, they were poor against France, they're lucky against Ecuador, but they've come good against Honduras.
Oh, yeah.
The promise has kind of been living up to it. Switzerland are not a defensive team. No. They use Shaqiri to, like, attack, and Shaqiri is a bloody good player, and I think he's shown it.
Yes. Honduras... They actually didn't play as that badly, but they were the distant fourth in that.
They are still the losingest team in World Cup history. They've gone 9 games without a win, without a point even. So that is bad luck for the Celeste. Better luck next time. I hope you qualify and you get a point somewhere.
Let's go for the points.